It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, we're going to talk about all the games over the weekend. But Mike, just for time's sake, what was the most compelling game to you? And let's start there with this last weekend in the divisional round. Because I thought the Chiefs, it was status quo, guys. Texans made too many mistakes. The surprise, obviously, the Lions getting beat the way they did. But I also think, Mike, that the Ravens game probably, for me, was the most compelling and interesting game. How did you feel?
Yeah, I mean, because we're going to talk about the Ravens, I'll take it back to Motown, because we know about moments right here in Atlanta. You know, obviously Super Bowl 51 in 2016 was the Falcons' moment to grab that brass ring. And even though we were just so kicked emotionally right in the cods, we came back in 17 with a better defense. But unfortunately, we lost Shanahan, and I thought a better team total package actually didn't go as far in 17 as the team did in 16. And then we missed our window. And then we've been dealing with this for 7 years. Reason I'm bringing that up is, yes, Jared Goff's going to be there. Yes, Amon St. Ra, all those guys will be. But you lose Ben Johnson. I believe you may lose Aaron Glenn. And sometimes, Carl, it's hard to capture the moment. And I just thought Goff's turnovers, when he got knocked into tomorrow, he wasn't that same dude. And to me, you don't know if Detroit's going to get back there. You don't take it for granted. They may get decimated with even more injuries. You know how the NFL plays. So to me, it was Detroit really blowing it when they had the best window and the best everything was coming through you into Detroit as the number one seed.
Let's jump to Dan Campbell here, because Mike brings up a valid point. They won 15 games. You're like, oh, we'll be back next year. We said the same thing. Here's Dan Campbell talking about losing in the playoffs.
Can't do that right now. You know, I told the team that. Look, they know, and I told them, I said, at the end of the day, after all of this, the loss today, I still, you know, I love the guys, and I respect them, and I appreciate everything they've put into it. But, it's not the time to talk about what a great year or how many went. It just, you know, it's because at this moment, I don't think any of us feel that way. The whole point of doing what you do is to get to the show, man. That's why you play this game. And we fell short.
He also
feel sorry for the guy, don't you, man?
Oh,
that hurt.
Time.
You can hear the pain in his voice.
Well, Mike, I think, you know, when you talk about a guy that now represents Detroit, and if you've been there or you know people from there, you got family there, you guys know. It Dan Campbell fits perfectly. And I think, to your point, like, you hear him, and that is exactly how Detroit feels. But guess what, Atlanta? We've been there. We know that feeling, too. So here is Campbell talking about the 5 turnovers, and this, to me, was the bigger deal. Mike, you can't be in these games and turn over that much. Here's Dan Campbell.
We come back, we turn the ball over. You know, you have a chance to go up 14-3, and, you know, that was where the beginning of it started. So you need a stop, you don't get a stop. You know, when we do get a stop, we turn the ball over. So we just didn't compliment each other, and it was for, as everybody knows, you turn the ball over 5 times, and the last one's whatever, so call it 4, that's fine. It's just too much. It's too hard against a team like that to come back, and we tried, we just couldn't quite get over the hump.
Yeah.
If you want to take away Goff's last, yeah. The last pick when the game is pretty much lost. But, yeah, the 2 interceptions in the prime of the game and the fumble that the Lions lost. I mean, that's where it's at. Because, look, say what you want. Dan Quinn, and I know we have Falcon fans out there feel a certain way about Dan Quinn. Maybe he has learned some valuable lessons. But one thing for certain, he's got the secret weapon. Jaden Daniels was on point. You know, the play calling, I thought Cliff Kingsbury did an amazing job. Defense was getting after that butt. I mean, let's be honest. Their defense created these turnovers. So I don't know if Washington can go all the way. I think that's just too much to ask of them in Philadelphia. But hats off to the Commanders. And as we said, the Lions, they'll be Jared Goff will be kicking himself. He did not bring his A game.
No doubt. We're going to dive into the Ravens coming up. We'll let you hear John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson and company as they come up short. And we will also hear from Nick Sirianni and company as they were able to advance. Chiefs-Bills, by the way, the early line, Mike, Kansas City by 2 at home. That's the early line. It could change by the end of the week. Eagles-Commanders, NFC title game. Philly by 5.5. Guys, they play in the same division. Commanders are not afraid of Philly. Now, can they beat them? I don't know. But, like, this isn't like the Big Bad Wolf, Mike, where they go, oh, I don't know. They've seen them. They've played them. I'm curious to see, just from a number standpoint, like, to me, 5.5, I think it's a field goal game.
Yeah, and the joke now is how who's calling this game? We'll talk about the refs. This ref assignment is going to be huge because, and I know that it's not a cop-out. I mean, it just seems to manifest itself in every game. My God, if you did to Patrick Mahomes what was done to Lamar Jackson, they'd put you in jail. I mean, you know, if you had hit Jared Goff, if there was a turnover and you hit Patrick Mahomes in the face the way Jared, again, you'd be ejected from the game and maybe never play again in the NFL. So it just seems like the Chiefs storylines, I mean, and it was funny because everybody's watching the game. You hear the Chiefs crowd is like, oh, they're booing. I'm on Twitter like, I'm sorry, guys. You've had like over 10 big calls go for you in the last 2 years. You don't get to complain. But I just really want to see Josh Allen and Buffalo change this narrative. I like the Chiefs. I like the TV commercials. I like Big Red. But I'm ready for another team representing the AFC. What about you?
I am too. I mean, it's seven straight AFC championship games. I mean, ever since he took over as quarterback, Patrick Mahomes has not missed an AFC championship game. That is incredible. And so, you know, let's just say Michael Penix, Mike, from this moment on, we're in the next seven straight NFC championship games. That's how dominant it's been. And I'm with you. I'd like to see the Bills take care of business, but we got a whole week to talk about it. All right, we're coming back. We got a lot more to get to with D. Orlando Ledbetter. He writes for the AJC, AJC.com. His thoughts on our new hire on the defensive side of the ball. What do we need to do and what this thing may look like moving forward. Stay there. More Falcon talk on the way.